Matthew chapter 26. Matthew chapter 26. Begin reading with verse 26. This morning we want to think about the cup. The cup that Jesus took from the table. And something of what that cup means or meant then. Verse 26. Matthew 26. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it, broke it, and gave to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. When we were growing up, many of you, or some of you, can identify with this. We didn't know anything about paper cups or plastic cups. The only cups we knew anything about were coffee cups. We drank out of glass containers for our water or tea. And that's what we did at mealtime. Between meals, we wanted water. If we were in the house, there was a dipper and a water bucket. I know it's unsanitary, but we all drank from the same dipper. And we weren't concerned about, you know, how sanitary it was. We didn't know anything much about germs. We just did it. And so everybody, even company came. Company two drank out of that same dipper. Had one dipper for everybody. Everybody just drank out of it. Of course, now things are different today, as you know. We don't have to do that anymore. But, you know, we weren't concerned so much about the kind of container it was. We weren't concerned so much about drinking from the same dipper as we were about the content of that dipper. What was in it? Water. And we're thirsty and we wanted to drink water. We're not concerned about what it was made of. Container. Now, in Bible days, we know cups were made from different materials: gold, silver, pottery, clay. And the cup that Jesus took from the table in the Passover meal celebration, there were several cups that they used along the way, and this was perhaps the last cup on the table. And all the cups had wine in them. And so at the end of the Passover, meal that they had eaten together, which commemorated the Jews' deliverance from Egypt many years ago. But Jesus had not done this before. He reached and took the cup from the table. And he gave it to his disciples. He said he gave thanks and handed the cup. But notice he didn't drink of it, that cup. But he handed it to his disciples. And he said, "You all drink from this cup."
King James may infer that they were to drink all that was in there.
He didn't say that. He said, "All of you drink some, take a drink from this cup." So he passed it around. Now, what did they see? What did the disciples see in that cup? Well, they saw wine. What did it taste like? It tastes like wine. So to them, there was wine. It was red. It looked like wine. And it tasted like wine. In a few minutes, we're going to be looking at these little cupettes here. And we know what's in there. We're supposed to know. But what's in there is grape juice. Now, it will taste like grape juice. It will look like grape juice when we partake of it. And so the disciples saw wine in the cup. It was what was in the cup that mattered. The kind of cup, what it's made of, didn't make that much difference. But the question is, what did Jesus see in that cup? What did he say? He said, "You take and drink it." And he said, "This is my blood, which was shed for you." Jesus, he saw the wine, and he knew it would taste like wine, but he saw something deeper, much deeper than that. He saw in that cup something that symbolized what was about to happen to him. He saw his blood. And whenever he looked in that cup, he saw suffering. He saw a whipping that he was going to get. He saw humiliation he was going to get. He saw mockery that he was going to get. He saw it all coming, and it was symbolized in that cup. And so he looked in the cup. He said, "This is my blood." So when Jesus looked in that cup, he saw something different. Now the disciples, all they saw was the wine, the content of that cup. And Jesus saw the content of what the content of that cup symbolized for him. Now have noticed he said, "This is my blood. This represents my blood." Now, the scripture teaches us that life is in the blood. Humans can't live without sufficient blood in our body. I was in the National Guard many years ago now, and we were in the medic company. We were called the ambulance company, but we were trained to what to do when you find a fellow soldier injured. And if he was bleeding,
The first thing you do, do all you can to stop the bleeding. Use a tourniquet or use pressure. Use whatever means you have to stop the bleeding, because if you don't stop the bleeding, the life is running out and death is going to come. And so the scripture teaches us that life is in the blood. So what was Jesus saying when he said, "This is my blood, which I give you"? He was saying, "This is my life. I'm pouring out my life, my very life, for you." And that's what he was saying, not only to them, but to you and to me. "I'm pouring out my life for you. I'm giving my life." And when he looked in that cup, he saw a crown of thorns. He saw those huge thorns pricking his head and blood coming. He saw in his hands the nails and blood coming. He saw in his feet the nails and blood coming. He saw his life flowing away for the salvation of humankind, for yours and mine, those disciples, everyone. There's no way that we can fathom the love of God. There's no way we can get that. There's no way we can understand that. We accept it by faith and believe that he did it. We're told something here, that he took the cup and gave thanks. Now, remember what he saw in the cup. He said, "My blood, my life." And yet he gave thanks. Why? How could he give thanks when he knew what was going to happen to him? You know what he was doing? He was giving thanks that he had a life to give. He was giving thanks that the life, the blood that he would shed would go to the saving of the souls of humankind. And he was speaking to the disciples that this is my life, I'm pouring out for you, and I'm thankful that I have a life to give for you. I'm thankful that I have blood to shed for you. I'm thankful. And he did the same thing with bread. He was thankful that he had a body to give for mankind. What a beautiful, beautiful picture here of Jesus giving thanks. He was going to suffer so much for you and me. We cannot fathom that kind of love. The love of God is so deep we can't reach it, but we can experience it to some degree. When we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he comes in. We don't understand how, but he does. He comes in. And it's all made possible because of what is symbolized right here and what happened to him after he left that upper room. What happened to him the next day? He actually did pour out his blood. then he went on to Gethsemane. And he prayed to his Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Someone has suggested that maybe when Jesus left the upper room that night, he had that cup in his hand. And maybe when he prayed to his Father, he was having that cup, this cup, the contents of which is a symbol of my blood. Lord, he said, Father, if there's any other way, let this cup of suffering and bleeding and dying pass from me. But he knew there was no other way. So Jesus, not my will, but thine be done. Let's do it. Let's do it. For humankind, for you, and for me. So whenever we take hold of these little cupettes here this morning, let's notice the content, but let's go deeper than that, as Jesus did, and see what's really there, what it symbolizes. Same with the bread. Look at it. It symbolizes his body, which is given for us. So let's remember him through these symbols this morning.